My wife is something else. She's always trying to get me on the straight and narrow, though. She really is, man. She came home the other day from Sunday school, and I didn't go that time. I don't ever go. And she walked in the house the other day with this decorated jar in her hand. She said, "Bill, today at Sunday school, we decorate these jars up. You say a cuss word any more in this house, we're going to start putting a dollar in a jar, and we're going to curb some of this cussing going on around here." Anybody ever hear a dollar for a cuss word in your own house? Yeah, yeah, I recommend you go with a nickel. No, I got 5 kids, man, and I love the Dallas Cowboys, man. And that last playoff loss cost me $1,800. Then the little delinquents wouldn't take a check. That's wrong, wrong. Apparently they know their daddy's credit history. And remember the first time you ever cussed in front of your own mom and daddy? That's an opening day for you and them. For me, it was December 24th, 1974, y'all. I was 8 years old, man. My mom had sent me and my brother Skeeter to bed. That's right. I got a brother named Skeeter. All right. I know. Some people think it's made up. It's truly not. I got a brother with a legal name of Skeeter. That's right. I got another brother named David. We call him Bubba. We do, y'all. No kidding. I got a sister named Sissy. I didn't even know her name was Claudia until she was 33 years old, y'all. Now, people walk up to me all the time and go, "Well, what name did you get stuck with?" It all depends on who you ask. On my daddy's side of the family, my daddy's name is William Lee. My name is William Lee. He didn't want me to be called Little Bill like he was. He was 6'5", hated the name Little Bill. He said, "Call that boy Cowboy Bill." I was actually named after Cowboy Bill Watts, the old wrestler back in the 50s. Yeah, yeah. That's on my daddy's side of the family. On my mama's side of the family, they still call me Wee Wee. Ain't got nothing to do with my man size, okay? Just my brother couldn't say William Lee, and it just came out wee wee. So when I went into comedy 22 years ago, I decided to go by Cowboy Bill back then, because nobody gonna spend good money on Wee Wee Martin. So I go back. It's Christmas Eve, 1974, y'all. My mama had sent me and my brother to bed early. That's what mamas do on Christmas Eve, don't you? You better get in that bed. That Santa Claus is a-coming. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right? And I'm excited because I'm an 8-year-old kid. I'm ready for Santa Claus to get there. My brother's pretty upset because he's 10 years old and he's already in the bed in the middle of the afternoon. Yeah. Yeah, he does not believe in Santa Claus like I do. Well, neither one of us knew, and this is a true story, about 9 o'clock when it got dark, we heard some scratching at the window. And I go, "Skeeter, you think that's Santa Claus?" And my brother jumped out of the top bunk, hit the wall, run down the hallway going, "Mama, somebody's at the window, somebody's at the window." Now that I'm an adult, I realize he left me alone. But I'm 8 years old, laying in bed going, "Oh, he ain't getting nothing, man. That's a non-believer right there, man." And then I heard my daddy go outside. He goes, "Hey, you, get away from that window." Click, click, boom. Click, click, boom. Click, click, boom. 3 shots rang out that night. I swear to God, I go walking down the hallway like dead man walking. Knees a knocking, tears coming down both sides of my cheek. Get into the kitchen. Mama baking cookies. Daddy come around the corner. My mama goes, "David, William Lee is standing right here. He said it's time the boy knows the truth." I said, "I know. You're the son of a bitch that killed Santa Claus." That is a true story right there, y'all. Now that I'm a daddy myself, I love Christmas time. I truly do. Although I will tell you, my youngest child's still upset with Santa Claus, because 2 years ago I was putting her to bed after all the festivities, and she told me, she said, "Daddy, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I love Santa Claus more than I do you." I know. I said, "Baby, why would you ever say that to your daddy?" She said, "He just brought me just so many wonderful things this year." So this year, for some unknown reason, that Santa Claus brought her socks and underwear. That's right. And none of it could fit either. She couldn't even get a little leg through the hole. She is crying. I told her, I said, "See there, baby, unlike your daddy, Santa Claus will sometimes let you down." And your grandfather shot the son of a bitch. It cost me a dollar, but it was worth it, y'all. It was worth it.